A very special stellar sea lion pup got a name last week at the Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward. He's the result of a special breeding and research program looking into the decline of the endangered marine mammals in the state. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver has more.
The two-month-old pup is named Forrest.
He's very special. He is only the second stellar sea lion to be born in a Seward aquarium in over 25 years.
Derek Woody is the mammal curator for the center. He says it's unusual to see stellar sea lions in zoos and aquariums in the U.S. and Canada. There are only four places around the country that house them, and the Sea Life Center is the only breeding facility. Woody says the center partners with organizations both domestically and internationally for its breeding and research program.
We had a successful pup last year for the first time. Her name is Ellie, and female, and she's now 1 year and looking really well. And then her younger brother was born July 20th of this year, first male, and that's very, very important. There's very few males in the population. So he will be carrying on the torch further on in life. So we're very excited to have him here.
According to the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, there are two distinct stellar sea lion populations, eastern and western. The eastern sea lions inhabit the west coast of the U.S., from California to Oregon and Washington, and up the Alaska Panhandle and Canadian coast. The western animals inhabit the Gulf of Alaska, up the western coast of the state, and out the Aleutians to Russia and Japan. Stellar sea lions were first listed as endangered species in 1990, before the two populations were recognized as distinct in 1997. The eastern population was then taken off the endangered species list in 2013.
But the western stock of animals is still listed, and we're finding that younger animals between the ages of 2, 3, and 4 are disappearing. So we're trying to learn what's going on, what's happening with them.
According to California's Marine Mammal Center, the western population declined about 75% between 1976 and 1990, and another 40% between 1991 and 2000, with the most significant drops happening in the eastern Aleutians and western Gulf Coast. NOAA lists many threats to the stellar sea lion population that are all too familiar in Alaska. They include ship strikes, water pollutants, degradation of habitat, oil and gas exploration, interaction with fisheries, and competition for food sources in critical habitat. And food sources are key when you look at the animal's reproductive cycle. Woody says that's the focus of some of the research going on at the Sea Life Center.
And also how much energy it takes for a mother to be able to not only reproduce, but be able to feed that young as well. Because these guys breed, I think it's a little different than what most people think. They breed and then they give birth 1 year later. And then 10 days after they give birth, they will breed again.
That means the mother is expending thousands of calories nursing the pup while pregnant with another. Woody says understanding what it takes to keep females reproducing healthily could be key to strengthening the populations.
Here at the Sea Life Center, we're able to track how many calories are going in so that she can feed not only the newborn, but also the growing pup in her as well.
And Forrest is taking advantage of all those calories. He's a nice, fat, healthy pup, weighing in at about 80 pounds in just 2 months. In Homer, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.